At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome back to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. We're brought to you by Pelican Built Tough. For all situations, go to pelican.com. Yak Gadget. For all your fine kayak fishing accessory needs, go to yakgadget.com. Eastport Marina on the beautiful shores of Dale Hollow Lake. For all your lodging, kayaking, and fishing needs, go to eastport.info. Now let's get this show started.
Going on Facebook Live, YouTube, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back for another OG Show Live. Mr. Randall, how you doing, sir?
I am stupendous, my friend.
little internet trouble out there in the woods?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, good thing Verizon is so good out in the woods.
Yeah, well, hey, at least you can count on somebody, right?
Yep.
I like it. Going to be talking a little ICAST tonight. A few of us from Paddle and Fin are going down. We got some friends of the podcast in here as well that have been to ICAST, and some of our guys have never been to ICAST, so going to talk a little bit about what the show's about, what it is, what some of us are looking forward to, and things like that. You know, last year was my first trip down there, and I saw a post by Chris Payne last year. And, he basically stated, you know, all you guys that are sitting at home wishing you were at ICAST, you just got to remember that all the folks that are there are putting in a lot of time and work, and I stress the word work, and, standing on concrete for 11 hours at a time and, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. And it's not all the glitz and glamour. It's not like your traditional, you know, fishing or outdoor show and things like that. So I'm going to talk a little bit on that aspect tonight, and talk some cool things that we're looking forward to and all that good stuff. We got my man James in the house. He said, "Woo, it's Brian." See, I got one fan, Jay.
Yeah, and that one's paid, so.
Well, let's get some of our guests in here. We got Matt Gibson in the house, Mr. John Rapp, and Jimmy Skinner.
What up?
John's in the truck. You got a little wind there, John. Roll the window up, bro.
You see his driver? He's moving up. He's got a driver now.
Yeah. Drive faster, Jeeves.
I think it's his air conditioning, because we had that same problem with Matt.
I'm going to mute you for a second, John, and then when we come to you, I'll unmute. That way, there we go.
Yeah. This is late, but warning to headphone users.
love it, man. We got ICAST 2022 coming up next week, man. So just wanted to chat with you guys. Let's go around. I'll answer for Rap on this one. I know Rap has been to ICAST previously. And he unmuted himself.
Yeah, he said F you.
Yeah, he's like, I'm talking.
John, how many times have you been to ICAST, man?
If I heard you correctly, I apologize. My sound is not good, but Beth and I have been going since 2016. She's been twice, and I've been every year except for the COVID year.
Okay. All right. All right. Mr. Gibson?
I've been once, and that was last year.
Jimmy?
Big Zilchies.
First timer.
Hell yeah. Popping the cherry.
Jay is not going, but you worked one before, haven't you?
No, I haven't. I missed this one by a week.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
So, nope. I told you, I would have rode your coattails. If you you're showing up here anyway, so I was like, I'm going to go with you guys.
Yeah, right. last year was my first year, obviously, with Mr. Gibson, and it was fun because we worked that show, and then we flew up to Minnesota and worked another show. So it was a very long week for us, for sure.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
But we'll start with you, Matt. Like, last year was your first year. What was something that kind of surprised you that you weren't really sure about or aware of or what the show was like?
Yeah, so it was a little bit different year last year. You know, still had some COVID stuff going on. A lot of manufacturers decided not to go last year, but just the size of it was just astonishing to me. I mean, I was very surprised. Outside the convention center there, you know, it looks like a big building, and you get inside and it's like it just grows even bigger. So just how expansive it was very surprising to me.
Yeah, and that's a great point too, because I know a lot of vendors, like you said, didn't show up because COVID was still kind of going strong and things like that, and a lot of people backed out last minute or just didn't sign up at all. Yeah. Whereas looking at the vendor list this year, I mean, it almost looks like it's twice the size of last year.
Yeah.
Well, last year's ICAST was very empty compared to the past years.
Yeah.
And there was no overseas component at ICAST last year. Everybody was pretty much home cooking, as I would say. You know, it was all USA brands. Just very, very few out of overseas brands. Hopefully that changes this year.
Oh, it definitely has. I looked at the vendor list on the floor map, and it's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I know there was a lot of empty booth space last year, and it seems like this year it's definitely the list is much larger than it was the previous year. And then obviously 2020, they didn't even have it, if my memory serves me correct.
Yeah, I don't think they did. I can't remember, though.
Yeah, I don't think they did either.
I don't think they did, because that was like in the heart of COVID. You know, COVID hit beginning of 2020, and then it, that was like 4 months into COVID. Nobody knew what was going on, you know?
Right. Everything just sucked.
Yeah. For sure. Jimmy, what are you expecting, or what are you not sure about going into the show?
Ooh. So expecting, kind of on what Matt said, being a lot bigger than I'm ready for. But at the same time, I got to work the National Wild Turkey Show this year at the Gaylord Opryland in Nashville, and that's huge. So
yeah.
I know it's going to be bigger than that, but it at least gives me kind of an idea of what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And then not sure. I don't know. Just kind of not sure, because I'm going for like the networking aspect, which most people are. Yeah. As far as like, you know, I'm trying to get us some support and really show the rest of the industry that Paddle and Fin's kind of making moves now, especially since we broke that million, total listens mark. So the thing with that I'd be unsure about is just getting into the conversations. But as I've said in the past, I don't have what my wife says is I've never met a stranger, and I usually leave places with new friends and phone numbers. So
sure.
I think it's everything I think I'm unsure about, I think will be gone within the first like 20 seconds I'm walking around, you know?
Yeah. Those conversations happen pretty easily. Like once you get in there and you know, for me, you know, I've had support, been very fortunate with some support from some other companies that I've never got to meet the people until I cast. So it was awesome to meet them all there.
Yeah, sure. I'm excited about that for sure. Getting to meet some of the, even like seeing people that we've talked to on here that I know that are going to be there.
Hold on, Jimmy. John, I think you're getting an echo.
Is that better?
That's way better.
Testing. Yeah.
Way better. Yeah. All right.
Sorry.
And Armando, welcome to the show, bro.
What's up, gentlemen?
So go ahead, Jimmy. Sorry.
But yeah, just like Matt was saying, it'll be cool to meet some of the people from some of the companies that I already work with. And it'll be cool to meet people because I know there's people that we've had on our show and then the OG show and stuff like that. Just different guests and listeners that'll be there that I haven't met. So I'm sure we'll run into them. So it'll be cool. Right. Overwhelming. I think that's a word that I could use.
Yeah, for sure. Armando, this is your first year going to ICAST, correct?
Yeah, it's going to be my first year going out there. Excited about it.
So excited. The question at hand right now is, what do you think is going to be the most surprising to you about ICAST?
I mean, being that I'm never – let me get my mic steady. I'm sorry. I'm late, by the way. I apologize.
That's right, man. You're looking fresh, bro. Did you just go on a date with the girlfriend or the wife?
I mean? With the wife, yeah. But I've never been there. So to me, I'm not sure what to expect, which is, I guess, is great. I haven't looked too much into it just because I want to be as surprised as I can about it. But at the same time, you know, there is an aspect of this is not going to Disney World, right? We have to get some business done, just not just for Bass Kayak and Beers, but Paddle and Fin as well. So in a way, I've kind of like talked to people that have gone there before to kind of get a lay of the land and how to, you know, market yourself and what to expect and what not to do. Sometimes when, you know, for me, and I know for most of us that are here on this panel, at some point, you know, we're trying to figure out, and for this industry, this is kind of like, you know, this is still new. So there's the right way to go about things and the wrong way. And I think I'm trying to focus more on that. What is the, you know, the approach or the angle that you should have and be responsible with it. And as far as what I'm going to see and all that, then that's going to be like going to Disney World. Yeah. To me, you know, get to try the cool stuff, get to talk to people in the industry, both from the social media standpoint, in this great group of people right here, but also, you know, from the manufacturer standpoint, you know, what is there, you know, having that one-on-one, I think it's awesome.
Sure. No, I completely agree. Jay, yeah. I know you're not going, but like, how would you answer that question?
I think Armando's on to basically all of it. I mean, you're there to network. I mean, it is a business function, right? You're also going to see some new stuff, but really you're going to be just meeting everybody in the industry. You know, just, I would just say, like, you know, just, attack it with, you know, professionalism and, you know, just have a really good, real good demeanor or, you know, approach. I'd say, you know, just be as appropriate as you can. I mean, you're there just to kind of, I mean, people have seen us on this, you know, I'm sure some people that are going to be there have seen, you know, somebody's segment. So, right. I mean, they're already going to have a good handle on the way you are as a person. So just be you, of course, you know, and then I guess have a plan as well. Like, I mean, what's your plan? Like, what are you trying to achieve? You know, or what would you like to get into? You know, do you want to brainstorm with somebody? Just kind of do, you know, if you had some things like, you know, that you've been planning or just things in the back of your head that you've always wanted to do, this might be the kind of place to try to push that.
Yeah.
You know?
No, see, just be yourself gets me like
In jail. I know. Yeah, yeah, it's probably not good for a couple of the characters in this mix. But Armando said something that stuck out to me, and I want to ask John this question because you've been going to ICAST since 2016, you said.
Yes.
And so what are some things you shouldn't do at ICAST?
Drink moonshine during the show. John, you're out.
Yeah, yeah. He pulls the jar up. Honestly, Brian, everybody's there to show off their product for next year.
Mm-hmm.
And
whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911, and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
My first year down there, I was all about the swag, you know, running around. Oh, hey, what do you got? Are you giving out any samples? Or what's, you know, and some did, some didn't, you know, I left with a few things. But then I realized, you know, that's not the kind of person they want to see down there.
Yeah.
And like you and I talked about last year, Brian, when you go down there, give them a business card, let them see who you are, sell yourself, but don't try to sell it. Don't try to expect anything.
Yeah.
Because they're all down there. It's the show to show. And, there are a lot of deals made with, people buying product. When I took a friend of mine I graduated high school with back in 2017 down. And his only purpose to go down there was to see what was coming out so he could buy his sons a couple new kayaks. Well, when he left, this guy had money. He's a lot like Brian.
Like me? I don't have no money. But what the hell are you talking about?
Hey, Brian, when he left, he had a bona fide contract and a new canoe contract. And he took his apparel store, cleaned out one side of it just so he could become a kayak shack.
Yeah.
So his wife has never forgave me for that.
You know, something that I would say just kind of on what he's talking about is, like he said, you know, with the freebies and stuff, that's not the kind of people they want to talk to, and no. How they're selling for next year. That's I can't remember who it was that I talked to, and this was last year when I was trying to go, was telling me it was Drew Gregory. That's exactly who it was. And he was telling me, he was like, you know, they're down there to make money.
Yep.
Yeah. To bring in new cash flow for the next year.
Yep.
It was like, they're not trying to find somebody that's going to cost them money at the time. So keep your conversation short and give him a very easy way to contact you later. But show your interest and then just kind of dip. Like, if they offer to spend a few more minutes with you, that's when you know you've kind of got it. But for basically, it's this is what we're doing. This is who we are. I'd love to have your support. I'm out. You know, kind of. But again, still be professional as you can. And if you can carry conversations, you know, that goes far too.
Well, and the thing is, too, is like, if they got swag, they're going to give it to you. That's what they brought it for.
Exactly.
You know,
I had a really good tip from my new canoe director, Mike Schmitz. He said, on the last day of the show, go find all the Japanese vendors. He's like, because they don't want to ship it
back
across
the pond.
They don't
want to take
it
back. That's like, everybody, good boy. Buddy. Yeah. Well, what I did for this year, and I did what Brian did last year, except Brian didn't hand out his product stuff.
His paraphernalia.
So hopefully he'll do it this year. But I just brought some stickers, you know. give out to the guys down there, and hopefully it gets one or two people to come and watch my little show, you know. But with Paddle and Finn, I mean, good God, how would they not want to be part of you guys with the brand y'all have?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's besides the point. Let's get away from that aspect, right? Like, because that's something entirely different, and that's not what ICAST is all about. And I think we're like, yes, there's part of that in there, right? But I want to bring up
ICAST is marketing.
Yes, and Nicholas Beltran had a great comment in here. Tackle Fishing Adventures on YouTube. He says, "Lend a hand as much as you can, and don't go for the freebies." And that's just it, right? Like, we're all talking about, you know, ICAST is, you know, basically all these vendors are trying to seal the deal on all their contracts or orders coming in for next year. So, I mean, if you're working with a company or you walk by a booth and it's a product you use, you know, obviously, you know, you want to say good things and maybe help, potentially help, that company seal a deal with a shop or you know, an online store, whatever it may be. But yeah, it's definitely networking for sure.
I'm gonna have to agree to disagree with you there. You know, I'm not gonna go and tell somebody from St. Croix I love their stuff and then go over and try to sell it, because they're gonna have their own pro staff there.
No, I'm not saying try to sell it, but if you get thrown in the mix of a conversation, I'm saying
okay, yeah,
that kind of I see where you're coming from,
because I know I've seen stuff like it. Well, I know at the Feel Free booth in the past, they'll ask you to go walk. They don't want you to spend the whole day at the booth. What they've asked us to do, and I'm sure New Canoe may be the same, especially the guys that are brand new, is they want you to throw on a hat, throw on a jersey, and walk around and be seen. Walk around and be seen. It's all marketing. And sure. You know, and then if there is somebody there, you can talk to them about your experiences with the boat. Because
yeah,
but for the new guys, the most thing you can do is go around and meet people that I think Jimmy hit on it earlier, is go around and talk to the people and see people that you've interacted with on your shows that you've never got to meet in person. Mm-hmm. And that will grow relationships there. And, you know, and I don't know what your angle was, Brian, but all I know is Paddle and Finn is a place for people. They come to hear about product, hear about reviews, what all your shows talk about. And there's so many opportunities for them there to be able to utilize you to get the word out.
Sure, 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 sure. No, I don't disagree with that at all. I don't think that's what I was referring to, but
my bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a place like where I'm sure me, Jimmy, Armando are going to walk around. And this happened last year too, like made a bunch of contacts. Some of them went to our guys over on the Final Cast. Some of them we had on the OG show. Some may have ended up on some of the other segments, you know. And that's just it too, right? Like I met some people that, you know, like we talked about, I've done podcasts with several times, but never met them in person. Like Everett Park, that was the first time I ever met Everett last year.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had done probably two or three podcasts with him, you know. You know, and then obviously, like, you know, there was some products that some friends of mine used, and I went over, saw the booth, had some conversation, and, you know, now I rep some of those things, you know, which is pretty cool, you know. But at the end of the day, you're meeting some interesting folks from the industry we all love. Yeah. And if anything, you know, you get to stand around and talk about fishing for 3-4 days, you know.
And the main thing it's about, we get to see all sorts of cool new kick-ass gear before anybody else does.
Yeah.
And you guys that are going for the first year, they have a whole section roped off for all new product.
Yeah, new product showcase.
And you get to go over there and you get a little piece of paper and they'll ask you to vote mm-hmm. on different segments of it, like soft plastics, hard plastics, new gear, new spinning reel, new rods, and just get your opinion and you get to vote on it. And that's
one thing I was excited about with going as a media tour or media editorial past with Paddle and Finn is I actually get to vote.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. So I didn't like it. Normally ICAST, I'm excited for it because of all the new gear this year, since my head's in like the business game of it. I couldn't tell you what anybody has teased that they're bringing. I can tell you the first product because I haven't paid attention to it this year. So it's cool. I really do want to spend that like first day, spend some time in that, you know, new product showcase booth and like actually give them like a real vote. Like I want to actually just not pencil whip something. I want to really look at the new product. And then
right.
at the same time, I can turn that into a little bit of work stuff. I told Brad and Matt with the final cast, I told them I'm going to keep them busy. And I am like, we'll find out all these new product. I'll find out who you need to talk to, and I'll get them in touch with, you know, Brad and Matt. And because, I mean, nobody's going to say no right now to coming on the podcast. They want to get this new product out in any possible way.
Exactly.
Make some moolah.
And if they like what you do, it could add to the beginning of your show, sponsored by.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's it. So I want to hit this from those folks that aren't going to ICAST and what everybody looks for, what we're talking about, new products, right? Like mm-hmm. that's why a lot of folks from the around the fishing world tune in, is because they want to see what's new that's coming out. Anybody see anything that they're looking forward to seeing at the show? Go ahead, John.
That caching rod.
Caching rod. Okay.
That new caching fishing rod. It's supposed to be a medium light and medium icon series fishing rod that you can fish finesse with using a bait caster.
Okay. All right. How about you, Gibson?
Yeah, I'm not going, but I mean, there's definitely a few big baits that are coming out that they've shown a little bit already, like the Spro glide bait with the KGB collaboration.
Right. I don't know. I saw that.
It's interesting to me. I don't, you know, I've been fishing my whole life and been reading Bassmaster my whole life. And I don't recall seeing as many collaborations with lure companies as there is now. I mean, it's like, it seems like, you know, about a quarter of the new baits are a collaboration with somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I know Missile's collaborating with Roboworm, and
it seems Yum, like a bunch of collaborations. Yum just Yum. Dropped one with Scottsboro.
Exactly. And those things are fire, man.
I love them.
Yes. Yes, they're awesome.
Well, 13 Fishing has a commercial out where they've worked with Gerald Swindle for the last 18 months.
Mm-hmm. They got a – I see somebody commented. They got a saltwater series coming out.
Yep. Valley Adventures on YouTube says, I'm excited for the new Z-Man Micro Finesse Baits in the Cashion BFS rods.
Yeah.
Is that what you were referring to, John? Was it BFS series?
BFS is it's an icon, but they got them under the BFS label. Yeah, that's exactly what I was talking about.
Okay.
The new Berkeley Slop Knocker. I'm interested to see that one. And I'm a huge. I preach the Jared Jackhammer gospel. But I mean, if there's a bait out there that can produce like a jackhammer and cost me less, I'll jump on that bandwagon. I'll tell you that much.
I'm going to Google this because I haven't heard about this.
I haven't either.
It is looks interesting because, you know, I don't want to go down this jackhammer rabbit hole. But, you know, the big thing about the jackhammer is the blade is attached to the jig head itself. So it creates this clicking noise that only two other companies can have a design because of the patent. That can match that, and both of them are pretty much in the same price range, maybe a little bit cheaper than the jackhammer. But the Berkeleys, I mean, if you look at the pictures of it, It's pretty interesting. It's like the jig head itself has a hole in it, and it has like a, I don't know. I can't even explain it. But it looks, I've seen the videos. I've seen the videos, and I've kind of heard the videos. It has a very high-pitched click, similar to the jackhammer. So I'm very interested, yeah,
in that one. Just to go on off his description a little bit, just because I got it pulled up.
I can share the screen.
I'm going to share it right now.
It's like the blade's attached right through the eye hole or the eye of the jig head. That's different.
And,
I like it.
Yeah, and it's interesting. The skirt's infused with power bait, too. So
everybody knows that stuff works.
Yep.
That's cool. Do we have an estimated price, like a price value on it, Armando? Did you see any? Because you said cheaper than chatterbait. Did you see
something? I'm hoping. I don't know the price. Oh.
It's $14 is what I saw.
Oh, it's the same with the jackhammer.
Never it's like a dollar cheaper, maybe. Yeah,
That's interesting. They found a way around that patent, though.
It's an interesting concept for sure.
That's a redneck with a drill bit figured that out. I got the money. Money.
It was staring everybody in the face lights. Forever.
Yeah, three bush lights, one drill bit, problem fixed.
Yeah.
And another product, kind of shameless plug here from my sponsor, Douglas Rod, but Douglas Rod is coming with a new lineup of third lineup now. They got the X Matrix and the LRS. They're coming with a more affordable rod lineup, and I don't know all the details about it, but it's going to be more affordable than the LRS.
Yeah,
and the quality of it, I don't know what the material is going to be. We'll get more info on that. They're keeping it really
tight-lipped.
And then a couple Temple Fork Outfitters is doing the same thing. So I don't know if St. Croix is. There's a couple of rod companies coming out with this new lineup of rods, different materials. Supposedly they're going to be just as good, but cheaper. So it's not just Douglas, although I'm going to favor Douglas.
I feel like that's coming out of necessity from some of the other companies. Like I work with Dobbins. Dobbins has always had, I would say, three different series in the affordable range.
Yeah.
And the most expensive of that is a quality rod, Fuji guides, good blanks. You don't have issues out of them. And then you step into their high end stuff, like the same stuff in the price range, like a Loomis, like an NRX or something like that. I think that finally you're seeing more companies realize they're missing a market there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's still these rods. I mean, I'm sure it'll be the same thing with Douglas. It'll be better than like the $50-$60 combo rod that's still got the big company name on it. But, you know, affordable, like from 79 to like 129, you know, something in there, which I'm happy to see, because I think that's what keeps a lot of people kind of benched from better rods is it's either like Walmart or, you know, G Loomis, like go big.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like your average Joe is going out spending 300 bones on a rod. You know what I mean? And that's no lie.
Your non-average Joe will not do that.
Well, and that's it. They're just trying to hit another niche of the market, which is great, man, and it's cool to see other companies catching on to that, because I mean, from a business standpoint, right, like you get them on the low end rods, eventually they're going to want to upgrade a little bit, start believing in your rods at a cheaper price, and then they're going to spend some more. So it's a great entry level way to get some folks in and with your brand and fall in love with it and then work their way up that ladder. You know what I mean? So how about you, Jay? Anything?
I haven't really been following it much. But for me, it would just be really the atmosphere and the networking, just meeting everybody that you get to see, all the time, online and everything, just people like you just don't run into every day or even at tournaments, or some of the kayak shows.
Right on. Right on. I saw. I think it was.
Wouldn't have expected anything else.
I saw Bailey Eichbrett post. I think it was last week or this week or something. And I know he does some work with Hummingbird, and they're dropping something new, right? I didn't see what that was. Did anybody see that?
I think it's called Active Target Lock.
I did see that.
Was that Hummingbird that did that? Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the concept behind that?
I honestly don't know.
Locking on target, obviously, Brian. Jesus.
Yeah. I think it's
So what? It's just going to follow a fish around, or what?
Yeah.
Just like I think that it'll follow a signature when you lock on it. From the little clips I've seen, wow. It's like if you're active targeting, you can dial on in the area, and it will continue to follow that area.
Well, might as well shoot a harpoon at the fish too.
It's like an attachment. It looks an attachment to the trolling motor. So it's pretty good size.
I saw like my first underwater drone that Scott Martin used to film some smallies on Champlain, and I thought that you said the harpoon thing. I was like, who's the first person that's going to weaponize an underwater drone for smallmouth fishing?
<Yeah. laughs> Isn't that what they do in Portland now with smallmouth bass? Remember that article?
That's crazy. No, it's always cool to see what the electronics companies are doing, especially with the advancements in that technology alone, right? Like, it'll be super interesting to see what, the whole new Hummingbird thing is, if Garmin launches anything new.
Man, I hope not. I'm still trying to play catch up with Garmin.
Well, I'm hoping so that way it drives down the price of like all the LiveScope and the Panoptic, so that way I can actually afford it, and then wait two more years to upgrade that technology once again, you know.
I'm just now getting good with old school tech. I really don't need same here. But I'm already like, you know what? I can figure it out.
Jimmy's got a bucket with a glass bottom.
He's out there with a flogger.
A flogger, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, nope, I saw those at work up at Lake Erie this year. My buddy, his name's Buddy Vance. He had one. He videoed it with his phone, and then he dropped down.
Yeah, I saw that.
Caught it.
Oh, that's cool.
He actually caught that fish.
You know what's funny? Going down that rabbit hole, Jimmy, my wife every now and then will ask me, just kind of show interest in what I do and all that. I know she doesn't really care, but just kind of like to have something to talk about. She'll ask me who won the tournament, how they won. And I always try to keep Drew Gregory out of the conversation just because how simple it does. She finds out Drew Gregory has a kayak that's a fraction of what my kayak costs, with no electronics going around. Rods, and he's winning all those tournaments. Nah, that's it. She'll make me sell everything and go there.
There goes Armando's Hobie, his graph. He's going back to Zebco 303s.
His wife's love would be get better.
Yeah. Yard sale at his house.
Yeah, right. That's always me. I'll either want to go with more electronics or just, subscribe to the Drew Gregory gospel and just be a Drew Gregory follower and do what he does, which is not a bad idea considering the success that he's had.
He definitely is the thought that I have in my head that draws me back in when I'm
when
I get aggravated as shit when I'm running my graph or something like that. I'm like, why am I doing this? Drew catches him in 3 inches of water.
No, it's interesting, man. It's always cool to see these new products come out for sure. What company are you guys looking most forward to going and taking a look at their booth and what they have? And we can start with Jimmy, then go Armando.
Oh no, go!
John,
I want to go last. I want to go last.
All right, go ahead, Armando.
I thought Gabe was gonna. Oh, Jimmy, you said Jimmy. Man, I don't know. Like I said, some of the stuff I kind of want to be surprised at. So I haven't seen a lot of the kayaks that are coming out. I don't know if any kayak company's coming out with anything, new. I think it's nothing new. It's going to, John may have something, but I'm definitely looking forward to checking out the kayaks and try them out, different kayak brands that I don't usually see around here and kind of try them out. I also, want to do content to put on the social media side of things, like the Instagram and my YouTube channel, which are just trying to get off the ground. So there's a lot of levels to this. One is, business side of it, find, sponsors and all that. The other one is I want to bring content to my listeners. I want to grow the social media channels. So I have to bring entertainment factor to this as well. So I'm interested to try out the new kayaks and then the new rods by Douglas. And beyond that, I mean, anything that comes out, new rods, new reels, That's sure. always going to be a you know, like a big clickbait with everybody just kind of seeing what the new reels gonna are coming out.
Cool, Mr. Rat.
Oh, okay. Well, first things first, I got to break Armando's cherry with a little bit of this.
Oh God!
He's going to change his name after he meets me at the Big Daddy's Moonshine Bass and Show, you know. But when it comes, no, man, really,
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Going to go to Cash and look at those new rods.
Okay.
I actually sent them a message. I don't know if they got it, but I told them if they had room to throw two extra ones in, because I will bring Cash.
Okay.
And then I'm hopeful. I haven't looked at the itinerary, but I'm hopeful that our overseas components show up, the Japanese, the Koreans,
mm-hmm.
the Thailand group. With all of their products, because I tell you, those people are serious about their fishing.
Oh, yeah.
And they have some great stuff. Back in 17, I had a company from Japan send me a spool of fishing line, and they asked me to be a product tester. That's the component I look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, our designer from Malaysia is coming, Peter Murphy from Feel Free. And I'm looking forward to sitting down with him and talking to him a little bit more about our stuff. So at Feel Free. So.
Right on. Matt, if you were going to the show, what booth would you be most excited to wander over to and check out?
Well, I'm going to throw a few at you. Strike King. They always have great baits. They always have new colors coming out. Berkeley would be another one. Their booth last year was huge. Had mm-hmm. some really cool stuff in it.
Well, they won best product with that new Gilly, right?
Yep.
Or yep. Whatever they're calling it.
That thing's yep. so sick.
Evergreen USA.
Oh, that's a good company.
They've got some really hammer. Cool stuff too. They had some really cool hard baits. They had some other baits that were really cool. And then the last one is G-Rat. They make some glide baits. They make some larger swim baits. It's kind of a smaller company, less known company out of California, but they always bring some really cool stuff.
Nice.
For some reason, I was thinking they were from Australia. There's a company that's similar to them that makes the flight across the pond.
I like it. Randall, if you were going.
I'm actually looking at the list right now. There's a lot of huge names that are going to be here. I mean, you know, Musthead.
Die was another cool booth.
Yeah.
Yeah, they always got that thing decked out to the nines.
Yeah.
I'd probably go over to Eagle Claw.
Eagle Claw.
Dude, I'm telling you what, man. I mean, for the money, like those things, they deliver. I mean, they do. You know, yeah. and you know what, they're terminal, so it's all good. You know, I'd rather be throwing away
Eagle Claw, man.
No, dude, Eagle Claw makes some good stuff, man. Those those laser hooks are awesome.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because Owner is one of the ones on my list. You know, like
Owner's good too.
I swear by their shaky heads. I'm starting to use some of their other terminal tackles. So I'm kind of interested in seeing their whole setup and what they offer, because I've fallen in love with that shaky head, man. Like, you can't give me a different brand shaky head. I will tell you to take it and throw it in the lake before I tie it on any of my rods. But you know, that's just me personally, but
that sounds like Beth yeah. loves the owner hook for the Ned Rig style of fishing. She won't use anything but their stuff.
Yeah. Well, and that's just it, right? All of us as fishermen, we have our own little, you know, brands that we like for, you know, whether it be shaky heads, Ned heads, you know, style of chatter baits, crank baits, whatever it is, you know, and that's what makes us all different and unique, which is cool. But yeah, that's one of the ones on my list. Owner, you know, you mentioned Eagle Claw, which is a terminal tackle mostly, you know. So, Jimmy, how about you, man?
So, I love, like, I don't really have any of the names. I've talked to you about this. I'm excited to see some of the smaller companies, you know. I definitely have a huge list of the big companies. I definitely plan on going and hanging out with the Gamakatsu guys, Sunline, Shimano, stuff I've used for a long time now. I just want to meet some of the people behind all that and, you know, talk with them and see if they got anything new. Going to check out all the kayak stuff, obviously, if anybody's bringing new boats or accessories. You know, I talked to Blake on the phone today, Blake Young with, you know, the owner of New Canoe. It sounds like he's fired up to get the booth set up and got some plans to, like, yep. do some stuff with that. So it'll be cool to check all that out. And then a lot of the apparel companies, get their start doing stuff like this. Like, not really their start, but this is if they've paid the money to get a booth at ICAST, they're not bad, because they've got to have some kind of money flow. And that's, we've got great companies like NRS and Realtree Outdoors and Under Armour that make great clothing lines. But like I watched a video the other night of a walkthrough video. It was not stopping at any booths, but a guy did like a 40-minute video just walking through ICAST filming. And I saw a lot of small companies that I would definitely stop and, you know, pick their brain, check out their product, and, you know, maybe start a relationship there, because, you know, the perfect time, they're looking for the exposure and help, and you're looking for support and the same thing. So that's how a good relationship comes to be. And then the other thing I'm probably more excited for than just the booths and product stuff is the lunch and learns. They've got some little like lunch seminars going on like content creation, managing, you know, like marketing, social media marketing, stuff like that. And yep. you know, we could all use, if we're all taking this somewhat serious, we all need, you know, whatever little edge we can get. So
yeah,
that's kind of the plan. I'll have a totally different game plan after the first day, but figure it out.
Just remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint, brother.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
It's a long week. Bring good shoes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Hydrate.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you bring
those
up a
40 stretch.
Tuesday's the brutal one, because they don't turn that AC on until like later in the evening, because the doors are all open. They're bringing in crates and goods for everybody. So, well,
let's just pray they get a lot of setup done Monday then.
Yeah.
Last year it was done.
What'd you say, Matt?
Last year it was done on Monday. So, and it was even,
well, no, we were setting up Tuesday, because I got in Monday night, and Tuesday we were still setting up, and that's when I drank like 10 bottles of water and I sweated it all out, because I think I only went to the bathroom once.
Yeah, you weren't laying that floor though. That was brutal, brother.
Let me tell you. You're talking to a guy who laid flooring for 15 years. Don't want to hear it.
I am excited, just to add, I'm excited to see some of the booths, not particularly for their product, but like I saw in that same video, like Costa had a 2-story
yep.
lounge that they set up for a yep. show. I was like, oh, that'd be badass to check out. Like,
yeah, some of the booths, they go over the top, man. Like,
yes,
the,
they
displays
do.
And stuff like that. It's very cool. And I think if my memory serves me correct, I think it was the Costa booth. They had like a live band play for a little bit of the show or something from their
Talk
booth.
About like, going over the top. I like it.
2 years ago, they had girls dancing. I mean, 3 years ago.
It was a different kind of show then.
That was after 17.
It was a lot like that show.
I think that was called Ice Strip, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was the stripper convention, bro.
He's like,
you're getting him confused, John.
Sure were a lot of dollars there. That's weird.
I know. I can't remember the company it was. I was talking to somebody that works with, you know, one of these brands that does iCast, and he was telling me that, like, their iCast setup is like $130,000 or something like that. Oh, yeah. They've got it stored in a building and they just kind of revamp it or change it up each year. But they have a giant piece of their yearly budget is iCast.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just the floor space alone that they're renting. Like,
I'd love to know what prices are on that.
You can look it up. Some of the bigger booths, like we're talking about, like the Daiwas, the Costas, things like that. I mean, they're spending 10 to 20 grand just on floor space.
Yep.
Oh, my Lord. I just wish I had that kind of money. Like, you know what? What's 20 G's? Let's just put down 20 G's. That's but, I mean, it becomes right a business there. Expense. You know?
Right. Well, and that's what it is. Like, that's what we're going back to, right? Every time we're bringing this stuff up, it's at the end of the day, it's all about business, you know?
But I mean, it is kind of depressing. We can't really buy anything. I mean, buy anything, because God knows, like, I'd cut loose like it's the Bassmaster Classic Expo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you're going home and your wife's got all your stuff on the front step.
You know? I wish it was like the East Tennessee show.
So Jimmy, you've been to the Bassmaster Expo?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be interested to see what your thoughts are between the shows, because it seems like any more Bassmaster show, I know that's a public show, but
right,
they still do a lot of reveals there. It seems like it's
half and half
now.
And it's I feel like it that plays into where it is too, because I've only been to one, but I had a buddy that went to one here and then one in the most previous one when the classic was at Gunnersville 2020. Yeah, that was the beginning of COVID. That was a huge show because it took up three stories of the Birmingham Jefferson Convention Center. And that is not a small venue to begin with. And it just kept going and kept going. And some of those booths were probably, you know, closer to $250,000, like fish tanks, you know, the fancy couches and lighting and music. And then, like Matt said, you know, they were revealing products. You could purchase it right then. Like, it was insane. And that, I kind of, the same thing you said, I'm kind of looking to see, you know, because I mean, contacts were made there, you meet people, and you know, I worked in a booth, and it's kind of just like the second part of iCast, I guess you would say, but that's beginning of the season, but still, I don't know, it'd be cool to compare them.
Did you see like how many exhibitors there are at this at iCast?
Yes. Oh, I saw that list now. I was just looking at it now.
It's like 536.
Yeah.
I would put money on that it was almost that, if not more, when the classic was at Gunnersville, because it was before COVID, because it was in March. Yeah. COVID was just starting to like break into the US. And like I the main floor, I think, is like, it's got a crazy number, like 200,000 square feet. And then there is an escalator that goes up to another big room and an escalator that goes down to another big room, and it's still packed. So it was probably in that same, because I mean, it's mostly these same companies,
right?
Yeah. Like, yeah, they're there too. Like,
I was at the Bassmaster Classic last year here when it was in Fort Worth, Texas, and it was big. But now they, you know, because of COVID, same thing, they moved it to summer, and it was hot. Mm-hmm. And one section of the, you know, of the product showing and all that was in a cattle barn, like literally, and the stench of cattle manure at 100-degree weather was just unbearable.
That sounds horrible. Pleasant.
No, it doesn't. But they have another section was the air conditioning. That's where all the big companies were, and it's pretty impressive. That's where they had the stage, you know, where they were doing the live shows for the classic. So it was pretty impressive, all in all. But looking at the floor plan for iCast, it looks a lot bigger than what they had for that classic here in Fort Worth.
Oh man, I'll go back to again, like last year, it's always in Orlando now, And going off the video last year, this guy was walking around, not stopping at any booths, and it was a 40-minute video.
Sure.
So if you don't stop and look at anything, it takes you 40 minutes to get around everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's going to be bigger than last year. So
exactly.
It'll be even more, which is cool, man. I'm looking forward to it. Let's start winding it down because we're almost at an hour, and I got to pack my stuff. let's start with you, Jimmy,
and
we'll go through the whole list. Like, final thoughts, anything you want to wrap up with in regards?
Just excited. Get to hang out with you and see John and Armando. We're going to hang out for a little bit. We're going to catch a meal. I'm sure we'll run across each other at the show multiple times. Looking forward to the shenanigans that we're getting into before and after it. Almost more. I've realized I've been paying more attention to that than I have been the actual show in the last few days, getting all of our plans worked out. But yeah, just excited to be down there and get away from reality for a little bit and, you know, do a little work for something else other than just the day job and come home, and hopefully it's a fruitful trip.
Right. Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Oh. Armando?
Well, based on what John Rapp said, I'm just going to hang out with John Rapp. Seems like he knows more than I think he's – I need to hang out with John Rapp.
And he's I'll just a bad let him, influence, you
know,
man.
Yeah, I'll just let him – I'll tag along wherever he wants to go. Looks like he knows all the cool spots.
Armando's not going to leave the filthy booth. He's got jars in each hand of moonshine.
By the end of the show, Armando's going to have his Hobie sold by the time he gets home and three Feel Frees on order.
I love you, John, but that part's not going to happen. No, I'm really interested. Like I said, as far as what products are going to be out there, you know, I'm not exploring that too much because I want to be like the kid in the candy shop for the first time. Sure. But, you know, I'm excited to learn, you know, the business side of things other than doing the podcast, other than going out fishing. So I'm excited to pick the brain, you know, of other people that have done this before, get to network with people, get to know more the business side of it. I'm excited to bring a different style of content to the channel and the podcast. Not everybody gets to go to ICAST, so that's going to be something that I want to focus on. And, you know, and as far as sponsorship and all that, you know, I don't want to go with too much expectation. Just kind of learn, you know, like John or Matt, I can't remember who said it, but it's not – that applies not just to ICAST, but growing the brand. It's not 100-mile – it's not a 100-meter dash. It's a marathon. So, you know, you grow your brand slowly. You make connections. Some things work out. It may click immediately. Other connections are going to work out over time. So, you know, just kind of put the name out there, put the Paddle and Fin brand out there, the Bass Kayak and Beers brand out there, and just show my value to these companies and to my audience.
Right on. Mr. Rat?
Well, Armando, my brother, I've got some watermelon shine.
Here we go.
Are your keys on your back tire outside your car right now?
And some apple. And Jay, per your request, I got some cherry I'm bringing down.
I want some apple, too.
But listen, everything that you guys have said, Jimmy, Armando, is key to why I am going to my sixth ICAST is – one, relationships. I look forward to seeing people that I don't get to see in person, but maybe once a year, and it's at this event. Just like our Paddle and Fin events that we go to down at Eastport Marina in April, this is one of the other I-can't-miss events. So I look forward to, and this is be the third time that I'm driving. So, like I showed you guys earlier, I've got the kayak and everything loaded up, locked up. But I just look forward to socializing. That's it for me. Sure. This year, Brian, I am setting up, with your tutelage and help, and Jay, you guys, I started the Rusty Hook podcast last year, and about 4 months ago, I've been doing a monthly airing for Feel Free Kayaks.
Yep.
So I just did a show two nights ago where we brought out our sneak peek for the Dorado V2. It was supposed to have already been here, and it's actually at North Carolina, but where they're already on the way to ICAST, they don't have it to take with them. But a lot of new stuff with that. We've got a couple other things coming out that I can't talk about. But I'm setting up my computer right there at the booth, and we're going to do some live feeds on the Feel Free podcast. So nice. Again, because of my relationships with you guys, I've learned so much over the last year that I've been able to expand from just doing a local show that now that I'm hosting a national brand show. So
sure.
Thank you guys. I appreciate everything you've done.
Just be careful what you wish for, bro.
That's right.
Last year I did one show out of the new canoe booth. This year it's 16 or something crazy. So
yeah, it'd be ready. A lot of interviews.
Get ready, bro. Mr. Gibson.
That's what he is.
Yeah, first off, safe travels to you guys down there. Have a good time down there.
Thank you, Matt.
And looking forward to, Brian's podcast from there, John's podcast, and then Armando's footage. It's always interesting to kind of see, the media that isn't the mainstream media or a company's media cover ICAST and get – kind of a true feeling of what ICAST is. So looking forward to that for sure.
Like it. Mr. Randall?
Well, I'm not going as we talked about, but I do get to see Brian and John and then Jimmy later on, later in the week. Yeah. So there's that. No, that'll be fun. No,
I got to get you boys on some Gunners Will Fish. That's I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Did you already nail that down?
That's a bucket list for me. I've never fished Alabama, so
I can't either. Wait. Me either.
You won't want to go anywhere else except hey, well
except I have Texas. To like we'll have to kick out some teeth so I like mix in with all the world.
Brother, you live in Tennessee. Your teeth should already be methed out by now. So.
they look really white on here too, so I don't know, man. Like they always look at me weird everywhere I go. So
just watch it. Someone will knock them out for you.
to touch on what Gibson talked about, is getting an aspect for those that aren't going and things like that. Jimmy and I had talked, and we're going to kind of shoot a video series of this week because, like we've already talked about, me, Jimmy, and John are meeting up on the way down to the show, doing some fishing. We're meeting at Armando at the show. We got a lot of other podcasters, influencers that we're meeting up with. And I know there was a message that went out today. And I think we're going to try to orchestrate some kind of dinner like Thursday night for a bunch of these podcasters to get together. But not only that, but shoot content from around the show, what it takes to get there, what goes on during the show, the good, the bad, the ugly. And then that ride home and, how we felt about the show, what we thought was good, bad, and all that good stuff. So it'll be interesting. We're going to release that in multi-series. There's going to be some fishing involved. There's going to be some of the show involved.
There's going to be shenanigans.
Shenanigans involved, things like that. So it'll be definitely interesting, aspect of what ICAST is always, or what it really is about, a lot of people fantasize and think it's a certain thing. Like me personally, I thought it was completely different than what I entailed last year. And you know, me and Gibson had some very long, extensive conversations about that after the show, as we were waiting in airports and things like that going on to our next show, you know? So it's definitely an interesting show, and can't wait to share that with some of you guys. And not only that, but like John touched on, man, there's so many people that I know that this is the only time of year I get to see those folks. And it's nice to actually stand in front of a person and have a conversation, you know, rather than like we all are right now, you know. So right. We will have some live podcasts coming out of the show as well. I know I got some lined up. We're going to be shooting a bunch of content. I know Armando always posts on our Instagram, so I'm sure Armando's going to post some stuff over there.
We'll do.
Jimmy's planning on shooting some stuff. We'll post that up on Facebook, YouTube, whatever. You know, the three of us combined that are going to be there, we're always knocking out content. And like, yeah, like John's going to be doing some podcasts out of the Feel Free booth. Are those broadcasts on the Feel Free Facebook and YouTube page, John?
Yeah, the Feel Free Fishing Team page is the main page.
Okay. And then I know I'm doing a bunch of shows on the New Canoe Facebook and YouTube page as well. Going through our whole lineup and the interesting things we got cooking over there. So be on the lookout for that. And should be
I'll give a good time,
man.
Little teaser real quick. You know, I plan on at some point taking over the Instagram for Paddle and Finn and doing live streams. So, you know, depending on how much bandwidth this place has got, but you know, if you follow us, make sure you get your notifications turned on for everything. I was going to do, I can go ahead and tell you, so be looking for it. Once we get down there, I'm going to do some, you know, posts, and you tell me what companies you want to see, and I'll go shoot a little live video in there. Hopefully get to talk to somebody or just give you a kind of a better walkthrough of the booth than, you know, if there's a product like this new Slump Donkey or whatever that thing from Berkeley is. If you want to see it, I'll go find it, and I'll do a live on the Paddle and Fin page, and we'll all check it out together.
Yeah, definitely message the Instagram page or the Facebook page. You could shoot us an email, and if there's something you guys want to see, shoot us a message, and we'll go take a video of it. And I'll even go as far as if you send me a personal message, I will FaceTime you. And I will walk you around the show as much as you want. I'll do that for up to five people because I'm limited on time down there.
I was fixing to say he's only got like 43 minutes of free time as it is. So
no, I got a little more than that. But
that's gonna be on the OnlyFans/Brian Sheeler account.
How else do you think we make money, guys?
don't hate the player, hate the game, bro.
And that's the two channel, not the one channel.
If you want,
it's really important you know that.
All right. If you want a personal walkthrough of iCast, I'll give you guys a good 15 minutes on a FaceTime call, whatever. The first five people to message me, and we'll schedule a time during the show that I have free. And I'll send you a bunch of options, and I'll walk you through the show, and you guys can see what it's like. So if not, you'll just have to wait for all the content. So, on that note, guys, gals, folks traveling down, safe travels. For those of you itching to see all those new products, next week is the week. And look forward to sharing everything with you guys. And as Owen... we're doing the OG show live Thursday morning. Jay won't be on. So,
but hey, Jay, see you at 5:01.
Jay, you get next week off, right, bro.
Sweet. Let me plan something.
Yeah. So
we all know he's not wearing pants already, so he's just going to continue that.
He had to look down to make sure. That's funny.
But so, I mean, it's.
I know Mike McKenzie is going right now. Yes.
Yeah. He's got.
I'm just glad he don't have his cat on his lap.
I know, right?
Everyone's like, this show is really good until the end.
I love it. Thanks everybody that tuned in. We're here every Thursday night, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, 5 o'clock out on the West Coast. As always, when we get done, this gets uploaded to all the major podcast platforms. Thank you everybody who tunes in, listens, and we appreciate you. Exception next week, it'll be a morning show versus an evening show, but obviously you could always watch it on the YouTube, the Facebook, and things like that. So until next time, boys and girls, tight lines, smooth paddle. Peace.